Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of power as we take you up to 10 o'clock here on a Thursday night edition of Overtime. Youngest in Charge and Noah Willingham back in the saddle with you. I promise you I'd keep you up to speed on the NBA postseason. We'll do that after this appointment with a very, very special guest. And honestly, I'm honestly grateful. I'm grateful that he was able to make time for us here tonight. I'm grateful that his dinner didn't put him to sleep and that he's still awake and coherent as he's up right now. Watching Cavs and Pistons on Prime Video as well. Oh, trust me, I know he's watching that, as well as watching the Carolina Hurricanes up 1-0 over the Flyers after one. Did you enjoy Nick Sirianni and Cooper DeJean, Rooster?
You couldn't pay me enough money to watch the Cavaliers and Detroit Pistons. Get out of here. I mean, come on. I mean, I can barely handle a highlight package and Mike Greenberg talking about them for 2 hours tomorrow on Get Up or Get Down or Get Even or Get Steven or whatever it is. Give me a break.
What a jerk, man. Gee.
How are you, LOL?
That's LOTL. Late nights. Chris Russell, I'm good,
okay.
Man.
Yeah,
I'm good. It always, you know, it always gives me a little shot in the arm when I'm back in the saddle locally.
Yeah,
officially, because you know you can hear me locally each and every weekend, Sunday morning sports, Saturday morning sports, at least an hour or two.
I know, and we can hear you late at night, right? Uh-huh. On Mondays and Tuesdays when you're leading the late, and Wednesdays when you're leading the late night. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it's always good to have you back on locally, Linnell. I mean, you know, Washington D.C. needs a strong dose of you. Somehow, some way, your name literally still comes up every freaking day on the radio show that I host, 1 to 4 on the Team 980.
I love that.
Somehow, some way, and it's not just Doc who doesn't know how to say any other words except your name somehow. But it literally, in some way, shape, or form, whether it's Appen, whether it's, you know, something that I say, whether it's something that Haney or AMAC will say, or caller, right? Always, Linnell Willingham is always on the mind of the people.
I'm unforgettable, people.
Yeah.
And I didn't say that. He did. Something that maybe you forgot to talk about today. I don't know. You're a great radio host. I'm sure you brought it up. But you're not a uniform number guy, so I'm sure you probably didn't get it.
No.
I know you didn't break down the rookie numbers that were given out. But there was one number in particular that was given out, and I think the Harris Group has done a tremendous job since they've gotten here. And they're very – you can count on one hand how many times we can say they've missed the mark, right? Them giving rookie center Matt Golben – the 66 that Joe Jacoby once donned, I think is ludicrous. And I'm not even a number type of guy. I know we don't care about stuff like this. But, like, why is Joe Jacoby's number still in rotation?
Yeah. I mean, look, up until, was it the 2021 season, I believe it was, after COVID and you know, when they took Bobby Mitchell's 49 out, there had only been one retired number, and that was Sammy Baugh, right? And since then, obviously, they've taken Sean's 21 and Sonny's number 9, and you know, so on and so forth, right? And Daryl Green's number 28, and Art Monk, and
numbers.
All that.
Only six.
Yeah. Right. But that's all within the last like 5 or 6 years, because up until, again, 2020, I believe it was, you know, not only was the team named Redskins, of course, but they only had the one number out of retirement. But it's a more than fair point. Like, why, like, if it's not retired and therefore taken out of service, can we not willingly give it to somebody, you know, in that regard? And I don't know if they went through any sort of process. You know, maybe there's just not enough numbers. I have no idea with a 90-man roster and all that stuff. I don't spend really any much time thinking about it until it's brought up to me. And therefore, I honestly didn't even think about that connection, but it's a good connection by you. I just know that I'm not going to spend, I'm going to spend as little time possible worrying about stripes, shades of burgundy, yellow mustard uniform pants, spears with the taco W and all that stuff, and certainly not on uniform numbers.
I understand that. Are you going to be, you going to make the trip out to Ashburn tomorrow? You going to go see the puppies tomorrow or what?
Well, I mean, being that they love to schedule things right during the middle of my radio show without giving me access. No. Yeah. I mean, it sucks. I mean, outside of training camp, which is at 9 o'clock in the morning because of the heat, it's the only practices I can ever make doing a 1-4 radio show in D.C.
It's tough. Don't worry. I'll be your correspondent for.
Oh, well, then you should call in.
Well, I'll be your correspondent in the future, Chris. If you need me for organized team activities, if you need me for mandatory mini camp, I'm.
Oh, you're too big time. You're too big time to attend a little Chateau Bow Wow mini camp.
I mean, what the hell? In reality, like I already know the Commander fans out there are seething for content. But like, hey, what the hell am I going to gain from going out to? I mean, I'll see them in a couple of weeks. How about that?
Yeah. Well, the thing you'll walk away with is that Sonny Styles is really tall and really athletic.
I already knew that. That's why it was my number one defensive prospect on the board. Him, and then you know who was number two, the man who signed his rookie deal today in a Warren Sapp jersey, Mr. Reuben Bain. Those two are my top defensive guys throughout the whole process.
Oh boy,
got me on the convo with defense. Though, so let's stick on the defense.
Yeah,
when it comes to Washington, Chris, Kenny Moore was cut earlier today by the Indianapolis Colts. 111 starts over the course of 8 seasons out in Indy. What's the more pressing need as we sit here on May the 7th? Is it wide receiver or is it corner in your mind?
Well, it's corner over wide receiver. I was thinking about Kenny Moore when I saw that news. But
hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.